This morning, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell called allegations that Russia interfered in the presidential election in favor of Donald Trump disturbing, but he ruled out a special committee to investigate. And he stood by the Director of National Intelligence's assessment released before the election that the Russian government hacked institutions such as the Democratic National Committee.
That is what the intelligence community believes can be said in unclassified remarks without risking sources and methods. Anything else, is irresponsible, likely illegal, and potentially for partisan political gain.
Joining us now is Here and Now security analyst Dr. Jim Walsh with MIT's Security Studies Program. Hi, Jim.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well, and a lot to talk about here, but let's start with that assessment from the CIA that Russia interfered with the election with the primary aim of helping to elect Trump. I want to get to the reaction in a moment, but first, your thoughts on that.
Well, first of all, I think we need to be clear. There is no disagreement within the intelligence community across the 16 agencies that Russia did launch cyber attacks intended to disrupt the elections. No one disputes that in the intel community. Where there is disagreement is what was the nature of the intention. You could disagree about were they trying to get Trump elected or was it simply to cause chaos or to undermine Hillary Clinton? You know, reasonable people can disagree over intentions. And we should also distinguish that from saying, making the claim that says the hacking tipped the election results. There are lots of things that could have tipped an election that was so close. Maybe that's one of them. Maybe it could be other things. But again, the key line here, no one in the intel community disputes that Russia conducted cyber attacks against a U.S. presidential election.
But Trump himself does. He tweeted today, unless you catch hackers in the act, it's very hard to determine who was doing the hacking. Why wasn't this brought up before the election? Of course, this idea was brought up before the election. But why is Trump dismissing these claims along with his top surrogates?
Very hard for me to read the mind of the president-elect. I must say I'm somewhat puzzled by his position because he actually called on Russia to conduct hacking of a Secretary Clinton during a presidential debate. So now he says he's surprised that the Russians did what he asked them to do.
We're learning, in addition to learning about what's happened with the Russian hack, that Trump is not taking his intelligence briefings as regularly as he otherwise would be, as other presidents have. Are you surprised by that?
I'm a little surprised by it. President Nixon didn't take a lot of intel briefings, but of course he had been vice president. He had had some foreign policy experience. For someone who has no foreign policy experience, it's a little surprising. I'd say more surprising, more shocking to me, Jeremy, is the direct attacks on the intelligence community. For a president-elect to publicly rebuke and even mock the intelligence community seems to me like a self-inflicted wound, potentially dangerous. At some point, Mr. Trump, as president, may have to come to the American people and say, I have information, we are threatened, I need to act. And this is based on information from the intelligence community. He's completely undercutting any sort of future position he might be in if we face a crisis.
Jim, lots going on, and I want to ask you about another headline today. This morning, a Chinese party-controlled newspaper called Trump, quote, as ignorant as a child for saying yesterday that he wouldn't be bound by the one China policy that the U.S. and China have observed for decades. Of course, this is about Trump's call with the leader of Taiwan. Where do you see this leading?
Well, I would say we're really on sensitive ground here. I know it's an issue people haven't talked about for decades because it's been settled U.S. policy since Richard Nixon for more than 30 years. But it's important by context to know that Taiwan is, quote, a vital interest to China. That's foreign policy talk for we'll fight to the death over this. This is why it has been policy to sort of keep this in the icebox and not talk about it. So for Mr. Trump to sort of say we're going to revisit this, even though he has no national security team in place, has no cabinet in place, is not receiving intel briefings, I think that could be a dangerous thing. If he pursues this, we will be alone. Our allies are not joining us on this. We will be the only people who are reversing that policy.
Well, and some people look at this and say, well, that's a bold move. Good for him for standing up to China.
Well, I totally believe in leverage and in trying to improve your bargaining position. But let's remember that China is a nuclear weapon state. Normally, it's a bad idea to threaten the vital interest of a nuclear weapon state who is an adversary. If people threatened Hawaii, we would not react well to it, even though Hawaii is farther away than Taiwan. Again, we should be pressing China as well as trying to cooperate with them on issues like North Korea. But this is one in my business, in the nuclear business, this is the only scenario in which you get China using nuclear weapons. That's a fight over Taiwan.
That's Here and Now security analyst Jim Walsh, an expert in security at MIT's Security Studies Program. Jim, thanks so much.
Thank you.